This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The legions of readers who love and cherish Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird were stunned and then excited at the prospect of reading her long-lost and then found manuscript, Go Set a Watchman. The story centers on Scout as a grown woman living in New York, Jean Louise Finch. Once eager readers clamped their eyes on the novel, the shockwaves hit. The beloved character of Atticus was a bigot. Go Set a Watchman was clearly not an extension of To Kill a Mockingbird. Brilliant Books in Traverse Cities decided if you pre-ordered Go Set a Watchman with them and you hated it, you deserve a refund. Peter Macon is owner of Brilliant Books. Peter, why offer refunds?
Well, because I think people had purchased the book under some false pretenses. We would offer a refund to anyone to whom we'd recommended a book, and by extension, we recommended this book because we're a bookstore, the marketing goes through us. For example, I recommended to you a Stephen King novel, but you've already told me you don't like scary books. If you come back to me and say that you've had nightmares, I owe you something. I've done the wrong thing.
Well, what did you hear from customers once they got into Go Set a Watchman or finished the book? What did you hear from people?
I think we should be very clear here that we aren't offering people refunds based on the content or the quality of the book. That's not what this is. And we had dozens of pre-orders, as many bookstores across the country did.
Sure.
Dozens of pre-orders from folks who loved To Kill a Mockingbird. And as soon as this was out, it was pitched as Harper Lee's new novel, all your favorite characters from To Kill a Mockingbird. And so people were putting down their money months before to make sure that they got the book day one, which is normal for a lot of authors.
Oh, I thought of doing the very same thing. That's one of my life's long favorite books. And I got so excited exactly as you described.
Yeah, you know, at first we were very pleased. This is nice. We're a bookstore. We're selling books. That's the idea. But on the day of its release, one of our members came in to pick up her pre-ordered copy, and she told me she'd heard things about the book that made her really unsure whether she really wanted it, because it was not Harper Lee's new novel. It was not a sequel to Kill a Mockingbird. It was, in fact, this apparently an early draft or whatever its particular history was. But it clearly wasn't the book that it was advertised as being. And she was very disappointed because To Kill a Mockingbird was her favorite book.
Mm.
And seeing this, I have a responsibility to the customer. So immediately, you have no obligation to take this book. I will give you a refund for this. This is fine. Because I knew there would be other folks that would buy the book. And I didn't want someone to take something they were disappointed in. But that's something that we do as booksellers every single day.
Because that relationship with your customers is really the heart and soul of your work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The same as if you went to your favorite restaurant and you purchased a bill thinking it was one thing, turns out it's something else. And I think when you look at what happened around this marketing, we as booksellers were encouraged to have all-night readings, midnight parties, showings of To Kill a Mockingbird, the movie, and then sell the books, everything to maximize the sales from day one. Before people knew exactly what it was. So a heavy embargo either means we want to be really clear that we can get the right things happening here, or a heavy embargo means let's hope no one sees what this is before they buy it.
So rather than promoting this as the novel of the summer, which really I think we as consumers got that sense from the publisher, how do you think it should have been promoted and released?
Well, what we said on a small piece that we put on our website, we suggested it should have been really treated the same way as James Joyce's original draft, A Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man, almost has the same kind of history. The original draft, Stephen Hero, initially rejected. Joyce reworks it into Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Stephen Hero was then eventually released, but as an academic piece, not as the new Joyce novel or Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man 2. It was
Exactly.
It was released as it was. And if they had released Go Set a Watchman and said, look, we have this. This was the early draft, and this is what became this, and it wasn't packaged in such a way, then the marketing would be more honest. And frankly, I still think they have sold an awful lot of books, but they'd have done so probably in a more straightforward way.
There you go. I'm just wondering, based on what you've heard from your customers, for those of us just like me who love Mockingbird, a powerful novel, and then you factor in Gregory Peck's indelible portrayal of Atticus Finch in the film and have hesitated now opening up Go Set a Watchman, what would you say to us?
I think if you go in with your eyes open and you understand what it is, then yes, it would. It's an interesting thing to read. There's sort of an aura around To Kill a Mockingbird, this wonderful book that addresses so many things with so many incredible characters. It's required reading in high schools. And I wonder when, even though these are fictional characters that we're talking about, when another version of that fictional character is completely different from the fictional character of To Kill a Mockingbird, what that does for the book going forward. Now, and I'm not really the right person to answer that, because I'm an Englishman, and we are not required to read To Kill a Mockingbird. We're required to read Shakespeare.
Peter Makin owned Brilliant Books right there in downtown Traverse City. The shop is issuing refunds to its customers who took the advice and pre-ordered Harper Lee's Go Set a Watchman. Peter, it's always great to talk books with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Anytime.